I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for our weekly Capitol chat. We thought that we were going to be done with elections for a while, but obviously that is not the case. We have a gubernatorial election, quote unquote, too close to call. And Governor Matt Bevin has asked for a re-canvass, which will happen later this week. Joining me on the phone is the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
You have been looking at the map about this race that on paper right now, Andy Beshear is about 5,000 votes ahead of of Governor Bevin. And there was some interesting data that you found.
Well, yeah, the Democratic nominee, Andy Beshear, of course, carried more than 20 counties this time, which, if you look back at the 2016 map, Donald Trump carried all but two in the state of Kentucky. So the Democrats made some headway in some of those counties. Hard to say at this point if that's a trend or just an anomaly, people voting against Governor Bevin. One thing that was interesting to me is that in some of the counties that were very competitive, where both Attorney General Beshear and Governor Bevin were within the 50% range there of vote totals, some of those counties contained smaller cities. So, for example, in Hardin County, where Elizabethtown is, Governor Bevin carried that. But in Madison County, where Richmond is, Attorney General Beshear carried that county. And Davis County, where Owensboro is, that was a very close race. So I'm wondering if some of these smaller cities are moving a little more blue, as well as the urban areas we're seeing in Fayette and Jefferson counties.
Much has been made about an urban-rural split. We certainly saw that in national politics in the Trump victory. So what you're saying is maybe it's not as pronounced as one might think?
Well, it could be changing a little bit. I don't know. The cities are getting larger, of course, and people are moving out of rural areas. We're seeing population decrease, for example, in eastern Kentucky. But the problem for the GOP as they court those rural voters is that it takes a lot more of those low population counties to make up the numbers that we see in Fayette or Jefferson, for example.
And northern Kentucky, talk about how Matt Bevin lost northern Kentucky.
Well, that was a surprise to me. That was one of the biggest surprises of the evening. Northern Kentucky, as our listeners know, is a strong GOP area, lots of Republicans up there. But Governor Bevin lost Kenton and Campbell counties. He carried Boone of the three. Those counties are suburban Cincinnati counties. So there could be several things that happened. One is we're seeing a national trend where suburban Republicans are not towing the party line. They're not voting Republican. We're seeing a drift away for some of those suburban voters. A second thing is late in his campaign, Governor Bevin said he supported tolls on the Brent Spence Bridge, which goes into Cincinnati. Northern Kentuckians oppose that. And the third thing is that's a strong Tea Party area as well. And the governor's current lieutenant governor, Jeanine Hampton, is a Tea Party darling. There could be some backlash from voters up there who were disappointed the governor didn't have Lieutenant Governor Hampton on his ticket again this election.
The presence of a Libertarian on the ballot, what effect was that?
It's hard to say, Alan. If Libertarians did siphon votes from one candidate or the other, conventional wisdom, I think, is that the votes would have come from the Bevin camp. Libertarians are more conservative, especially fiscally. And the slate of John Hicks and Ann Cormican did tally some numbers in a few counties. They did best in Bracken County, which is also near Cincinnati. They had 4% of the vote in Bracken County. And I counted seven counties in which they had 3% or more of the vote on Tuesday.
All right. From a brand standpoint, Tuesday night, election night, was a great night for Republicans, except for that one race. Talk about the fact that on the down ballot, every GOP candidate bested the Democrat.
Well, I think it still shows that we are a Republican state, where Kentucky's a red state. It looks like it, at this point, maybe it was more of a personal repudiation of the governor as opposed to the Republican Party. I heard some people say, too, that the attorney general's race cost Democrats down ballot. the Republican Attorney General's Association, which was supporting Daniel Cameron, spent $2-3 million in attack ads on Greg Stumbo, the Democratic nominee. And we all know Greg Stumbo's been in office and been in politics for decades. He has a lot of political baggage. And some people think that those attacks on Stumbo became attacks on the Democrats and harmed the down ballot nominees as well.
Well, let's talk about Secretary of State. Heather French Henry, going into this election, appeared to be someone, you know, certainly had a name, whereas Michael Adams did not, and that didn't help her.
No, apparently it didn't. But I'll tell you, in central Kentucky, I didn't see a lot of campaigning for her. I don't know if she was campaigning. I've been told that she was campaigning heavily in Louisville, maybe counting on those votes there. But Michael Adams, again, he is a McConnell protege, and I think that voters still like Republicans in most cases. I think we're still seeing a conservative electorate.
Well, that's all the time that we have for today on Capital Chat. Of course, we will be reporting on what the re-canvass yields later on this week. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.